Yeshaya, Perek Yates, Pasuk Tes Zayin. We are in the middle of the harsh prophecy against Egypt, and now we are up to the final part of the Perek, which is the four sections that begin by Yom Hahu, all of them very short. What's going to happen on the day of Egypt's destruction, and how is Egypt going to actually perhaps turn around completely? So by Yom Hahu, on that day, Yia Mitzrayim Kanoshim, something you would probably not say out loud nowadays, Egypt will be like women. V'charad ufachad mipnei tunfas yad Hashem tzavakos. And Egypt will quake, tremble, and dread the raising of the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher hu mei nifalav, which he will raise over it. So the Egyptians, to use ancient world standards of how these things are meant to be understood, are going to be emasculated. And it's really meant to denote a kind of physical weakness, that they're overpowered. So they're trembling in fear of an abusive hand that is about to strike them down. And really, it's not to insult women, it's to insult Mitzrayim. They were so boastful. They were so proud of their manliness, and they were so swaggering and macho. And now, here they are, completely scared and trembling. V'haysa, Pasuk Yud Zayin, v'haysa admas Yehuda l'Mitzrayim l'chaga. And the land of Yehuda shall be a dread for Egypt. At the time of Sancheriv, this came true in the sense that all of the other nations in the region were absolutely wiped out by Ashur, except Yehuda. When Sancheriv came and surrounded Yerushalayim, that was when Sancheriv fell, and his army was absolutely wiped out without a trace. And so, Yehuda will be a dread to Egypt. Kol Asher Yazkir Osa Elov Yifchad. Anyone who mentions it to another will bring him to fear and dread. Why? Not because Yehuda is so great, but because of who Yehuda represents faith to. Mipnei Atzas Hashem Tzavakos, Asher Hu Yoetz Olav. Because of the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he is planting against him. Yoetz, planting or advising against him. And so, their unnatural fall in front of Ashur is now being contrasted to Yehuda and Yehuda's survival, but of course because of the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to maintain them and to keep them surviving. Asher Hu Yoetz Olav can also mean that Hashem decreed against Egypt. Second, by Yom Hahu, Yudchas, by Yom Hahu Yiyu Chamesh Harim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Medaberos Sifas Kinaan. On that day there will be five cities in the land of Egypt speaking the language of Kinaan, which most people suggest has to do with Lashon HaKodesh. V'nishba'os Lashem Tzavakos, and they're going to swear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ir HaHeres Ye'omer Le'echos. And one of these will be called the city of Heres. So what is this a reference to? So after the plague strikes Ashur, Chizkiyahu freed the captives of Sancheriv. And the man Lois says, based on the Malbim, many of them came from Egypt and were astonished by this miracle. And they went home to Mitzrayim and they spread the word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had saved Malchus Yehuda. And eventually, these cities and their suburbs become centers of Jewish faith. Kenani, Hebrew, became their spoken tongue. They only swore to God. They became zealots. And they threatened to destroy any city that disagreed. So some say that that's what this is about. Ir HaHeres, the city of Heres, can also mean the city that was demolished. And Rabbi Hirsch brings down, the city that was demolished is Heliopolis, which had been the center of the Egyptian sun cult of the time. And instead it will be destroyed, it'll be wiped out from that cult of worshiping the sun to worship Hashem instead. So some say again that this is talking about Zvani HaMashiach. The Zohar talks about that. Some say that this has to do with actual developments in Egypt. The fact that Chizkiyah's influence went so far as to include Egyptian cities. Oh, I'm sorry. What the Zohar says, I'm sorry. The Zohar doesn't necessarily Zman Mashiach. The Zohar says the idea of five cities becoming one is like the idea of five fingers of one hand becoming part of the same organ, part of the same limb. So it's not five separate cities, but one limb, one heart, one mind, one approach. So that's a truly terrific day, a day that the Mitzrim start to recognize God, and this is why some of the people say that this is Man HaMashiach. Yotes Bayom Ahu, a third Bayom Ahu. Yeah, Mizbeach Hashem B'soch Eretz Mitzrayim. There will be an altar to God in the middle of the land of Egypt. Umatseva Eitzel Gevula La Hashem. And a monument beside its border all to Hashem. That this is all going to be to God. Now, one or two of the Mefarshim actually suggest that this might refer to the Mizbeach and the kind of fascinating episode. I believe it's the Mizbeach of Chonyo. That at one point there's going to be a mini temple. And this is, you know, many, many years later. This, I don't want to put exact dates on it. But this is thousands of years later. This is in... never mind. Don't put a time slot on it because I can't be specific about it. But there was actually a Mizbeach there and there was Avodah being done to Hashem. Whether or not it was had that great sway in Egypt is a different question. But it existed. And finally, it will be a sign and a witness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the land of Egypt. They will cry out to Hashem because of oppressors. And he'll send them a savior, Varav, and a prince, and he shall save them. So, initially, perhaps, the Egyptians are not going to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the master of the universe. But eventually, when they do pay homage, Hashem will accept their homage and answer their prayers, and they will be saved. Enemies within and without are going to be resisted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow Mitzrayim to be saved as well, and their spiritual growth will continue. It's funny, we are so used to thinking about the Nevi'im only dealing with the Klal Yisrael and our salvation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the entire universe, and the other countries have a fate of their own coming. And this Nevuah is about the fate of Mitzrayim and the growth of Mitzrayim beyond their traditional approach, certainly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Judaism. Even today, of course, not great fans of the Jews. There was Rabbi Yaakov Trump mentioned between 1967 and 1973, I think after the war of 1973, after the 1973 war, Israel took over parts of the Sinai Peninsula and had established settlements there. And so for a while there, it looked like this potential prophecy of Zman HaMashiach might have some basis in modern history, and that Jewish settlements in Mitzrayim were reality at the time. Eventually, thanks to the so-called peace process in the Middle East, they were, of course, dismantled. But temporarily, for a while there was Hashem's name being mentioned on Egyptian soil.